Will Smith says in his book, Will, internal power and confidence are born of insight and proficiency. When you understand something and you're good at something, you feel strong and it makes you feel like you have something to offer. When you've adequately cultivated your unique fit and skills and are excited about approaching and interacting with the world, that's what it's all about. Every morning I wake up and I thank God for this life. The blessing of waking up with this beautiful woman beside me and our children and our grandchildren, and for you. The many talented and incredible people I've met over the years that have shown and taught me all these various skills and exactly how to become the greatest of all time of who they are. Thousands of team members that I've worked with that have a special something that they each individually bring to the family where they work together to accomplish what might seem to others that it looks so easy and comes so naturally. They bring the smiles to hundreds of thousands of faces since the years that I've been in this business. And when people ask me, what do? I say, I sell cotton rolls. The same way that you might tell them that I'm a dentist, I'm an assistant, I'm a therapist, I'm a hygienist, I'm a salesman. Most people just nod because they don't really want to know much more. They're just curious about where they might fit into your life and what common ground you might have to open a discussion. Maybe you went to school to become whatever you are, but where you go with that profession will never be the same after school. Because you get educated to learn the basic skills along with the many other sheep that are sitting right beside you. One of the reasons I always hated school, or maybe one of the reasons the teachers always hated me, was that exact attitude. I always challenged the teachers about what skills we were really learning, especially those that were based on a 20-year-old textbook. It's probably one of the reasons that my managers never want to reach out to me and ask my opinion. My personality can be difficult for managers, and they tell me that they have to read books like Surrounded by Idiots. Thanks, boss, for reminding me of the difficulty of managing me. But when I think of it, I want to remind you of a quote from that book, Surrounded by Idiots. And it says, it takes a strong mind to move things forward. Someone who understands that risks that are part of everyday life and that everything boils down to hard work from morning to night. Also, Mr. Boss, in the book Surrounded by Idiots, they say, but the most important lesson you can walk away with is that the idiots who surround you are, in fact, not idiots at all. Since the day I was born, challenging the norm has always been a thing that has kept life interesting. It works really well for the goat dental practices too. All those amazing people that I thank God for every morning, like yourself, have shown me that the people who become most successful, and I measure that in happiness, the most happy people in life are the goat at what they do. They're the greatest of all time at what they do, the best being themselves. It's the most important skill that anyone can learn. If you're a young dental professional, ask me what the key takeaway from 38 years in this business has shown me about success in dentistry. I'll sum it up. Be the best you that you can be and do not compare yourself to others. For that, for me, that means when the Shine bosses send out a contest, spiff alert to see who can be the number one selling or doing whatever task they think is most important. For me, it's mostly ignored. The only time these have relevance to me is not to show anyone else how important I am, and I am not important, but it's only relevant if there's an absolute benefit to those I actually serve. The win for this contest of life comes from watching as a treatment plan that I would provide to my own mother and daughters comes to fruition and their success is inevitable. It's a good feeling to see a patient accept the treatment plan and then come back with a smile. Then they tell others, which helps you to become even better at what you do. In the book, Will, by Mark Manson, Will Smith discusses how he became the famous hip-hop artist and actor. I sincerely believe that many people have the skills to become the greatest of all time versions of themselves. For every one of these people that become goats, it takes a ton of humility. Being able to fail and not care what others think is the ultimate way to become the goat you. We have to be able to laugh at ourselves and honestly look forward to criticism, which of course mostly comes from people who have their own self-hate and confidence issues, in order to become the goat. Most of the goat people I know, you don't know. They're quiet, modest, run their lives according to their own rules. And if you were to judge them based only on how much they sell or how much dentistry they do, they might not qualify in your version of success. They might not have a huge home or a fancy car or fame and millions of dollars of gross revenue. But these goats wake up every day feeling blessed for the skills they do possess. And the skills that is appreciated by the only people that are appreciated by the only people who really matter, the people in their tribe, a tribe full of goats. In our world of dentistry, I'm fortunate enough to meet some incredibly talented assistants who teach dentists how to do better dentistry. It's not the drilling and filling necessarily, but chairside manners, efficiency, people skills. These goat assistants are often never thanked. I've met goat hygienists who have huge followings of patients who trust their preventive care and education they offer. Goat managers who increase production in a practice by 50% with efficient scheduling and training. And of course, dentists. What an amazing opportunity you have after going to school to learn the skills that tens of thousands of other graduating dentists have learned. After school, you now have every opportunity to become the greatest of all time. Becoming the GOAT dentist means expanding your skills and becoming the best version of you and what you like to do. Maybe you do not like to do certain things, but you have that personality that wants to be the best and will work hard and continue to learn how to do that skill well. The successful dental practices and the successful dental consultants that I've met love life and are genuine goat people. They have all learned that the power and confidence are born of insight and proficiency. This means constant improvement, constant learning, humility, and acceptance that failures are inevitable and valuable. The goat people understand that they are very good at endo or surgery or restorative or marketing or business or people skills. Whatever it is, they're on the path to greatest of all time versions of themselves. And it's a quest that never ends. They are never involved at comparing themselves to the other dentist or salesman. Who cares where they finish on the list? Maybe they don't do $10,000 a day of dentistry. Some of these goat dentists may not even have their own practice. Doesn't prove their skill at what they're the greatest at anyways. Many of these goat friends of mine simply are great because they can take off Fridays and enjoy a life they have always wanted with their families. Some of the goats are so skilled they can teach others. Some run podcasts and can inspire others by discussing their skills. Many of us simply enjoy listening to these people in our car and being inspired. Here's the point and the simple takeaway from today's podcast. Become the greatest of all time version of yourself, not someone else. Stop comparing. Wake up and count your blessings for how skilled you are and the ability to wake up every day and learn even more. Here's to you, the GOAT.